Good evening. Welcome back to the program. Thank you so much, my darklings, for tuning in to another night of Strange Supernatural. And it isn't so strange when you start to hear, because there are many of you that have written to me about these similar type of experiences of being open to things and having things begin to show themselves to you. That when we ask and we put out to the universe and we pay attention, things start to become delivered to you, right? There are amazing things that are taking place. And I'll mention that real quickly, because people ask me often, how did you get to where you're at? I want to get on TV. I want to do a radio show. I want to do a podcast. It's never just one simple gesture that puts you in these places. It's the tumblers falling into place, but being aware of where they are and using those stepping stones as they make themselves known. And that's what our guest, Timothy Malone, has done. He has walked the path of success and walked the path of despair. And he has learned lessons throughout, lessons that healed him, things that should have killed most people taught him. And he is here to share his knowledge, his wisdom and insights with us. And that's the gift that we take into the next part of our lives, into this new year. This is, in numerology, a 9 year is 2025, and it's about to end. We're launching off into a brand new set with the number one for 2026. So let's embrace it. Let's move forward and let's start to open ourselves up to possibilities. I can't tell you how many times I've mentioned to you, the listeners, over the 20 years I've been doing this now, that you have to be in the moment. Magic is around you all the time. Beauty and spirituality is there if you are willing to see it, if you are willing to experience it and open yourself to it. And that's what Timothy Malone has done. All right, Tim, I've got to ask. I mean, you've gone through this. You run successful business. You are somebody that is highly respected. Now you're starting to talk about the spiritual and metaphysical side of life. Is there a concern on your part that people are going to go, oh, I think those opioids did a lot more damage than they did good? This guy's nuts.
Yeah, Dave, that actually is reality. You learn. You're so excited about, I'm seeing things on the other side. I see an angel. And then I snip the picture of it. And it's like, come here, people. You want to see this? And it's like, depending on where they are in their lives and their progression or what their beliefs are, some people get spooked. No offense to that term. But so you really learn to be careful with who you talk to about this. Even when you think, because I was raised Catholic, and you think of all the things in the church that are mystical and magical and all the miracles, they don't really like talking to them about a lot, do they? So you have to be careful about the mystical side of it. So, yeah, I was careful. I learned the same, yeah.
But what broke you through that barrier, through and beyond the veil, to start sharing these points and educate people? And I say that, I don't want people to think that this is a textbook that you've written, Beyond the Veil or Behind the Veil. Behind the Veil is your story. It is your works through all of these different layers. Why now? Why have you decided this is the point to start sharing this?
Well, what you'll learn from Behind the Veil at this point in the book is there's a purpose behind all this. There was a purpose for me to live. And they're hammering a message into me of something they want me to do. And, you know, we're approaching, everybody talks about this new golden age. Well, it's really true. So on the other side, they're doing things with energy and ley lines and things like that to make the earth better, to help people become more compassionate. And part of that, for me, is, you know, I'm on the ground for them. And so I learned through, and you'll see in Behind the Veil, all these images and all these different things they show me was a purpose, because they want, the earth has never been in a bigger sense of fear, stress. It's horrible. And everybody feels it. And they love us so much, they're trying to help. And they wanted me to do this. That's why I broke out. I didn't care. I want to tell people about this, regardless of what they think it's true or not, but I know it's true.
Right. You know, we can wrap lessons in fables from a Bible story, and people are just going to accept it. But it's funny that people have walked that path and have had these experiences and this awakening and are here on the other side to show us how they've survived and what got them through it. We dismiss them so easily, don't we? It's really a shame.
Well, it is, but I think what I'm so excited about in, yeah, I'm just a regular guy, but I've seen the other side. So I can show you angels and what they look like. I can show you, they show me images of other planets and other beings there. I mean, it's wonderful and it's beautiful. And so these aren't just in my mind that they gave me. These are actual footage and pictures. And so it's incredible to me.
Well, let's start delving into a little bit now of the lessons and the things that you're picking up on when you say they're here, they're trying to help us. Who are they?
Excuse me, I should refer to them as the holy ones because they isn't appropriate. So as the mystics view, there's no dogma attached. They, so when you die, there's going to be one reality. And so there's a whole host of angels. There's a hierarchy of spiritual beings, ascended masters, archangels that are the same for everybody. And there's a universe and millions of these spiritual beings, specifically for Earth. We have a whole cadre army of spiritual beings here to help us. So they are angels. Seraphim angels are very, very important. As you'll read in the Behind the Veil, I tell you about a lot of these creatures. I describe some of them are very incredible, and it's very cool. And I have pictures of them too. So this is actually seen these on the other side. There's a whole world of these spiritual beings there to assist and help us as we die and where we pass and where we go.
And is it just their job to be the conduit between here, the physical form, and to the next layer of our journey?
Depending on what group they're with. So different spiritual beings. What's interesting, because people have asked me, well, who's the highest one and who's the lowest? They don't look at it that way. The holy ones believe they're all equal. They just have different jobs. So there are groups that help specifically with when we die. There are angels that help meet your family when you pass. And I describe that in Behind the Veil. There are angels that then take you on your journey, depending on what your karma and your past lives are, into all these other mansion worlds of learning and training as we progress.
So there is awakenings coming. There is a new transition and change, and you have to step into it now, folks. We've got to be willing and open-hearted, open-minded to see this change so that we can make a difference. And we don't have to live under this dark cloud of conspiracy and fear that has gripped the world over the last 20 years from wars and political derision. There is hope beyond the world that we know. And with people like Timothy Malone, who've written the book, have walked the walk, talked the talk, and are here to share, this is how we start to learn. And I encourage the biggest skeptics out there that are listening right now, pick up a book like this and begin to read. The worst that'll do is you educate yourself to things that you don't believe in. But the best might be that you find that there's a new path for you. We'll be back with more right after this. I know there are a lot of you out there that have questions of your own, that you're on a path and you feel lost. Maybe you feel as though the spiritual realm, the gods, the heavens, the holy ones have abandoned you and there is no hope. I'm curious, Tim, what do you say to people that are in that mindset now that maybe have nothing but dark smoke in front of them instead of seeing the rays of light that are truly beyond that dark cloud?
Well, first of all, we love them all, and souls are all beautiful. But in Behind the Veil, the proudest point of the book is the second half of the book is also a tutorial for those who want to begin the path. I talk about how you meditate, how you find time to do it. I talk about how you connect I talk about, you know, deference and understanding what's intuition and what's truth. I recommend books. So this book isn't just about my experiences and what I saw. It's a tutorial for the beginning mystic, or for that person that wants to step into that, lean into it a little bit. And I recommend that because when you've connected to a spiritually transformative event, it will change your life.
And everybody can do this, right, Tim? It's not just the golden ones, the select few. This is something that's available to all.
I mean, I asked that question. I thought, Dave, that why me? You know, that they want to go get a guy that's lived in a monastery his whole life, or they want to get a guy that's a part of a religion where he's got 40 degrees. I'm just some schlub that, you know, ran a business and had a family. And I think part of that is that's that they want to reach out to everybody and show them that we love them all. They love everybody. I teach mindfulness and meditation for the Urban League in Louisville. I volunteer. Everybody's beautiful. Everybody has a chance. Everybody can do this. And actually, it doesn't help you to be some super educated person who's written all these books. You can be just like me.
For people that are listening right now looking for that, like, can you share with us a couple of insights from the book that they can start putting into practice today? And I understand we also want people to buy your book so that they can get the full perspective. But are there a few things that are the apple a day theory, right? An apple a day keeps a doctor away. Is there something that they can do to begin seeing this in their lives now?
Dave, I recommend at the back of the book, I've got three categories of books: beginners, intermediate, and advanced. It always helps to pick a book and to start reading that. During my meditations, I'll read a little bit, I'll meditate, then I'll journal. So for beginners, what I would do is try to find, and this is what I teach, try to find 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. In the morning is a great time, 3 to 4 in the morning, or right around that time. A lot of people meditate then because their mind is their clearest and they can connect more easily. So early morning, keep a journal and take 5 or 10 minutes and ask for something and then write down what you saw. Just start a practice of, as you said earlier, connecting with them, asking. We all have spirit guides. Another great way to start is ask who your guides are. There's a great book that I recommend about asking your guides. So we speak about reaching your guides in the book too, Behind the Veil.
I love the nugget of knowledge you just dropped, and I don't know how many people picked up on it, but how many of you send me letters saying, I think something evil's happening. I wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning every morning. Maybe that's because the spirit realm is trying to shake you awake, because that is when you're most clear. Maybe it has nothing to do with the Antichrist or demons or dark sides. Maybe it really has to do with this is your golden moment. So instead of folding into fear, step into light. Take that moment. You're awake now. Something's there. Take back that power. Take back that feeling and meditate. Put forth the questions that you want to work on, that you're looking for answers. And then settle yourself back down. And usually, right? I mean, I've got to guess that when you put out something that's maybe been niggling at the back of your brain and wearing you down, and now you take that moment to put it out to the universe, you're probably going to sleep a lot more soundly as well, right? Because that part of you is now being worked on in conjunction with you, but with a much bigger purpose.
Well, and you have a cadre of spirit guides around you. That's their purpose. They're there to help you. And so you're right, Dave. 3 to 4 in the morning, I have the best visions then, the most beautiful visions. And you can tell when it's a vision versus a dream, when it's really clear and vivid. And when you wake up, you want to go back to sleep and keep doing it.
Are those the golden moments, too, to call on the loved ones, to let them know that they're welcome to visit in your dream realm, to make themselves known in the house or your area?
My advice to somebody who's had somebody pass is to ask before you go to bed. Setting your intention, as we talked about, set your intention, ask for that relative to visit you. And more than likely, may not be the first night, but if you keep asking 3 to 4 or 5 o'clock, you'll get an answer. And it could be a vision. It could be a noise. It could be something electronic. But they visit, and they visit through the orbs. The orbs are the vehicle that they travel.
All right. There are some people who are they're interested in this, but then you talk about the physical manifestation of something, and that kind of terrifies them, even if it's the concept of our loved ones. Because I'm sure if we could see the hands up in the audience right now, of how many of you would love to be visited by a loved one? So many hands would go up to have that one more moment. And then you ask, but how many of you would be absolutely terrified if mom suddenly popped up in front of you, right? Because there's the want, and then there's the reality of an experience like that. So inviting them into the dream, inviting them into that sense and in that awareness, I've got to guess is going to be a lot less rattling to your awareness and to your waking life.
Well, and they're already, as you said, people are already having vivid things at that time in the morning, as you said, with your callers. So it's already happening. Accepting, acknowledging it, it's beautiful. Beautiful to see a parent again. A lot of times, another hint for your readers, for your listeners, and behind the veil is that they usually show up looking younger. They want you to see them when they were in their prime.
Which is, again, how I've told everybody, I won't be looking like Bruce Willis's bad stunt double when I come back. I'll be 1980s fluffy hair Dave Schrader.
They love you, and they want you to see them as they were when they were, they feel like they were the most beautiful or whatever.
And again, it's great because when people do tell me that, they're like, Dave, I'm not sure if I had a real experience. It was so vivid. It was brilliant colors. I could smell, there was a tactile feel to it, but my grandfather looked young. He looked like he was 40, not 80. And I often tell him, well, sure. How would you want to look? You're going to want to put forth that. And maybe that was the strongest essence they ever had. So that's where they're able to connect with and bring forth, that element. We have to take another break. Tim Malone, our guest tonight. And again, the book is called Behind the Veil, One Man's Journey from Opioid Addiction to Spirituality and Beyond. It's about learning. It's about making the most of this experience that we're having, not just in the living and waking world, but in all of it. And I charge you to all go try that for yourself. We'll be back with more right here on Paranormal 360.
You know, the holidays aren't all joy and jingles. Behind the festive lights lies a shadowy history. And Jeff Belanger's Surviving Krampus and Other Yuletide Monsters, The Fright Before Christmas, is here to unwrap the history for you. This isn't your typical Christmas story. It's a fun, fascinating, and sometimes frightening deep dive into the forgotten folklore of the season. A world where Krampus isn't just a pop culture icon, but a devilish enforcer, ready to snatch naughty children. Where trolls, witches, and the Yule Cat stalk the snowy landscapes, and St. Nicholas's heavy-handed helpers bring more punishment than presents. Explore folklore from across the globe, from the elf-like Tomten to the terrifying Grilla, who drags the misbehaved to her mountain lair. Discover why the winter solstice, the darkest time of year, is always been a season to fear. Whether you're curling up by the fire or walking alone on a cold winter's night, The Fright Before Christmas will have you questioning every shadow. It's available in hardcover, audiobook, and CD, perfect for gifting to your favorite spooky season lover. So this holiday season, add a little more fright to your festive nights. Grab your copy of The Fright Before Christmas, available wherever you buy your favorite books, because nothing says Merry Christmas like a Yule Cat ready to pounce.
Welcome back to the program. And for those of you that are looking for something a little weird and eerie, it's always great to read about folklore and hear about the different stories that have come and gone throughout the times. How did Santa become so popular? Why is he the last man standing? You'd be surprised to find out. Around the world, he's not. There are many other characters that do just the same thing Santa does. Educate yourself. There are fun stories and a remarkable set of fables that you can learn from. So pick up books like this. And again, don't just buy the book, rate and review them. Timothy Malone, our guest this evening, and this show is going by fast on us, so let's dive in a little bit more. What is it that you really hope people can take from this book? People that are either already believers or completely skeptical to everything we've discussed this evening. I know, a nice, easy question, right?
One thing I want to tell everybody before we break or leave, they have a message for everybody. And it always gets me emotional, but you can't imagine how much they love you and how much they love us. And they want to help us so much. They love us so much. And they understand that Earth is a free will planet and, you know, bad things happen and it's tough. But they love you so much. And so if somebody could take away from Behind the Veil, number one, that they are so loved. If they think they aren't loved, you just can't imagine how much love. It just brings me to tears almost every time I think of that. And if you have fear about dying, panic attacks, if you worry about what's going to happen when you die or the future, first of all, they're working behind the scenes to make this a better planet. And that's part of what I'm trying to do and reach people that'll help. But also fear, stress. You know, if I can change somebody's life and help them connect to themselves, and to the higher self, and then also help their relationships and reach a lot of people. Because if we get a large enough shared consciousness, we can really co-create with them and we can change the world. We really can. As corny as it sounds, through all the peace stuff, I'm 66, all the stuff we learned, and Behind the Veil, I want to convey that we can do this together.
That's a great message and a great learning template. So again, for those of you seeking help, seeking light, this is a great place to start picking up books from authors like this that are trying to impart that wisdom and information to you. I think a big part, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Tim, you mentioned the fact that we are a free will world. We are given free will. And people are thinking, well, why aren't my angels helping me all the time? Why aren't they doing this? Is it an important element of this? The one factor, the key that seems to be left out so much in sharing this knowledge is that you have to ask for that. You have to ask for them to intercede for you, to work in that life path. They're waiting. They're just waiting for the go ahead. Is that true?
Dave, that's true. And, you know, it's tough. I mean, there are planets that are not free will and they're spiritually pure from the beginning, but that's mm-hmm. awfully boring. So when we reincarnate, the Earth is very desirable by a lot of people, because when you come here, you can experience love, joy, you can experience hate, you can experience bad things, and you can experience good things. So for your soul's karma development, the Earth is a place, great place to be. But it's so hard when bad things happen to good people. But to your point, asking for the help, I know it works. I know they help. And I just wish people would start asking. You know, try to meet one of your spirit guides. Ask for them at night to give you a name. But just like you said, asking for the help is a start. Sharing their consciousness. They do. They share consciousness with us.
Right. Intersection is an important part of every religion dot, and there's a reason for that, because in order for things to connect and get to the you have to stay in this. And I know there are a lot of people, right? We're able to fight a lot. There is no response. And you're no worse off than you are right now. So I encourage you to try it, right? What's the worst that'll happen? You're no worse off than this moment in your life. So if you ask and continue to ask and let them know that with a whole heart, you're ready for a change and you're ready for the angelic realm, the holy ones to step on your behalf and to help you find things that are your way. Believe it or not, again, for every dogma, all cells, ask and you shall receive. The important part is ask. Ask for the your change will burn around you and stop one other people hurting. You ask for the help for them, for good, and start that change, that light that makes people go, how are you
working for you, Tim? You were, my gosh, you were at the lowest. You were on all these drugs. You were on alcohol. Your life was in shambles. How are you back on top? How are you so put together? Because that's what's going to bring it in, right?
Dave, I mean, you know, it gets corny sometimes when people say, you know, I owe it all to them or whatever. But when I started getting straight and started meditating and starting trying to connect with them and opening myself to their messages, my life changed. So when you look at the company grew. So when I was at the peak of my addiction, we were at $20 million and we were going bankrupt. Over the next 10 years, we went to $400 million. And that was after I changed my life, got out of the addiction. Yeah. And went. So they call it getting into the flow. So in manifesting, we haven't talked a lot about manifesting, but you can
let's cover that when we return. We got to take a break. We're up against the break. Hold on 1 second. Tim Malone, our guest. We have one more segment together right here on Paranormal 360. Some call it manifesting. Some call it intention setting. Some call it prayer. If you've been following me for the 20-year journey that I've had in the paranormal, I have always been open to the prayer and healing requests. And you've seen me put them out on my social media for years. Why? Because I've seen them work. And I've heard people reach out. And sometimes, even in the loss, the fact that so many people stepped up. And Dave, I asked for this prayer, but my Nana passed away anyway. But you know what brought me comfort is that 500 people prayed for me. 500 people sent me messages of love and encouragement. And today I don't feel so alone. That's powerful. We don't always get what we want. But if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need. Thank you, Mick Jagger. But that's a lot of what you're talking about here, right, Tim? Is the fact that opening up, asking, putting it out there, and being open for this, and then seeing the message that it may not come the way you want it, but sometimes in the way that it's delivered, the real answer is right there and has been all along.
Behind the veil, we dedicate almost a whole chapter to manifesting because that's been critical to my journey with business. Mm-hmm. Also, right now, I'm trying to manifest a spiritual retreat where people can come and learn these principles and connect maybe to something higher. I'm trying to manifest a portal between heaven and earth. I'm manifesting right now all these things that I want to happen, and it's visualization, shared consciousness, and it really works. I mean, to your point, it may not always end up the way you want, depending on the circumstances surrounding your life, but it works.
Well, I will tell you this, you keep manifesting on that, and I will do what I can to help you on that journey, because if there's one thing I do know how to do, it's put together events and get people together. So I would like to see more people out there teaching lessons like this and opening it up so that people can start to find that inner core of peace and love again and feel connected.
That's what they want me to do, Dave. That's perfect. What I see in the orbs. That's what they've given me.
Very good. Time is flying, man. It's been a wonderful conversation this evening, and I appreciate you coming forward and being open like this and sharing these insights. And it's important to know that we can be in our darkest hour and there's still hope.
Yes, there is.
And as you said, you were bottoming out, yet you still found a way through opening up and manifesting and being a part of this to turning things around in a massive way.
Yes, I did. And like I said, I was just a regular person. I'm not, but you know what? I love all of your listeners and you. I love you all. Everybody is a beautiful soul. And when we start understanding that, we can change ourselves in the world. When I walk into a grocery store, I smile at everybody, and I feel like I've got a wand of energy just trying to make people have a good time. Hopefully they go have a good dinner at night. So these little things we can do to help change the people around us, change our world, I think it really matters, and that's what I'm in for.
It's so funny, right? We joked earlier about the apple a day theory, but sometimes it is the simplest things. It is sharing a smile and noticing people, taking a moment to say something kind, because there are so many people that feel lost and forgotten. And in the 8 seconds it might have taken for you to say, thank you for your help today, you really made a difference in my day. Boy, that can change the outcome and put somebody on a completely different careening course.
Go through a grocery and smile at everybody. You will be amazed at what you see. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and even if you don't think that's it, just watch the guy who's smiling at everybody and watch how everybody responds to the guy who's smiling at everybody. Because they may be laughing at him, but they're laughing and they're finding something. They're emoting in a different way, which is really cool too. There's so much to a lot of what's going on around us. Tim, thank you for being brave enough to come forward and do this. So again, when you're somebody that's this successful in business, you could take a lot of slings and arrows, and that you said that doesn't matter. What matters is getting the message out.
Yes.
And that's fantastic. Have they given you any insight as to when this breakthrough may come through for a much larger portion of the world and for the people that live here?
So the new golden age is, they tell me, we're in the process right now. So a lot of younger people have already been, they've altered the energy. A lot of younger people, if you've noticed, are very open, much more open than us older people. So there are already changes going on in the world. If you can believe there's another side, and you can believe that you die and you pass and you see your family, and they can change things. They can alter the energies. These things, we think 2033, 2034, but it's in those ranges where we should be seeing some real changes. It's going to be a little bit worse for a year or two, but then it's really going to get progressively better.
Let's start that manifestation right now, my friendly listeners. And this is how you're going to do it. The first two people that email me, Dave@paranormal60.com, that's paranormal60.com, Dave@paranormal60.com, and put manifest intention right in the subject line, your name and address in the email. I will get you a copy of Tim's book. That's for the very first two people that respond to this and do that. And I'll tell you what, because I love you people as well, for the listeners that are now tuning into the podcast version, I'll take the very first two that come in after midnight tonight as well. So I'm going to give away four copies of Tim's book and make sure that we start off some people on the right path. The rest of you got to make that step yourself. Reach out and I will intercede on your behalf for those four people, and we'll get you out some copies of the book. Tim, thank you so much for being here this evening and sharing these insights. And I pray that your vision of the world and people coming together and working together sees its fruition in the next 5 to 10 years.
It happened, Dave. And anybody who reads the book, feedback, I'd love to hear from you. So please let me know what you're thinking.
And if there's one thing tonight that reminds us, it's this. Not every spiritual awakening is sought out. Some arrive uninvited, through loss, through love, through moments we never really planned for. Tim Malone didn't go searching for angels, orbs, or answers beyond this world. He went searching for survival, and what he found instead was meaning, in a sense that connection doesn't vanish when someone we love leaves this life behind. Whether you hear Tim's experiences as evidence, coincidence, or something still waiting to be understood, they challenge us to reconsider how healing works and how deeply intertwined love, grief, and consciousness may truly be. And maybe the real takeaway isn't whether every experience can be explained, but whether we're willing to stay open when life offers us a second chance to listen. We'll cover that next time and more right here on the very best in paranormal talk radio. I'm Dave Schrader, and this is a Paranormal 360.